They served America with pride and distinction. Our veterans here in Iowa and our congressmen in Vietnam. Two tours of duty flying combat helicopters, a Bronze Star, a Medal of Honor. Because they're brave enough to stand up for America, a soldier like Leonard Boswell will always stand up for them. Hear that sucking sound? No, it's not the latest high-tech vacuum cleaner from Europe. It's the sound of your tax dollars being sucked out of essential state programs by Governor John Roland. The way our governor is running things around here, really... Well, you get the idea. He will stand up to the polluters who want to dump their waste off the Jersey shore. That's why the Sierra Club and the New Jersey Environmental Federation endorse John Corzine for the United States Senate. It's shameful. Shouldn't their work earn more than a life of poverty? Don't New York's home health aides deserve a living wage? Paid for by $11.99 SEIU. May 20th, 1999. The gun lobby is marshaling its forces to keep the gun show loophole. Al Gore takes them on and casts the deciding vote against letting criminals buy guns. We've been betrayed so many times. Mnuchin says she's a compassionate conservative, but is she? After her vote on nursing home reform, we just can't risk it. A fighter for children, he wrote legislation to keep cigarettes out of kids' hands. He cares, he works hard, he gets results. 2 years ago, Congressman Pete Newell promised us we'd hear from him. Here's what we've heard. In the past 6 months, Congressman Newell spent 100 days in Washington, 21 on fact-finding trips to Acapulco, Cannes, and Barbados, and 20 days and nights at his vacation home in Palm Springs. Voters of the 12th District may not have heard much from Mr. Newell, but at least we know he's got a really good tan.